Empowering micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, to grow and expand their operations is a key part of government's goal to drive economic growth and job creation. The Exim Bank recently partnered with the Jamaica Manufacturers Association to create a loan facility to assist small and medium local manufacturers access well-needed capital. Stay tuned to find out more about the Exim Jamaica Manufacturers Loan. I'm Vaughn Davis. Welcome to Going for Growth. The Exim Bank of Jamaica recently partnered with the Jamaica Manufacturers Association, JMA, to launch a loan facility designed specifically to assist small and medium-sized manufacturing companies to access financing. The Exim JMA loan facility is available to tax-compliant members of the JMA who have been in operation for at least 2 years. From a pool of $30 million, beneficiaries may access up to $1.5 million per loan at a rate of 12% on the reducing balance.
The facility is available for working capital, receivables financing. It can also be used for purposes like marketing expenses. And those working capital loans are available for 180 days. But it can also be used for medium-term financing to purchase light equipment. And those loans are for 36 months.
Chief Officer for Loan Administration at Exim, Charles Lewis.
While the facility will largely be unsecured, in circumstances where we are allowed to take an asset, maybe an assignment of receivables, we would seek to take those as well.
Mr. Lewis adds that Exim will work with the manufacturers to help them access technical support in areas such as finance and entrepreneurship through the bank's Business Advisory Services facility. President of the JMA, Metrisiaga, is urging manufacturers to take advantage of the loan facility, noting the considerable time and effort spent negotiating for its establishment.
I say to you, our membership, we have been listening to you. We know your difficulties. The latest partnership between the JMA and Exim has come as a result of persistent efforts.
Describing the loan facility as an important lifeline for small businesses, he says the initiative will be of great assistance to local manufacturers, especially as they seek to navigate their early startup years.
Today, I give my full commitment that we will continue to engage MSME businesses as we are cognizant that stimulating the economy is highly dependent on such engagements.
Managing Director of Exim Bank JA, Lisa Bell, says the agency is repositioning itself to become more responsive to the needs of MSMEs as it seeks to encourage the national thrust towards economic growth and job creation.
Exim is now rededicating itself to customizing financial products and solutions that meet the specific needs of SMEs, because we believe that's the only way we're going to unlock financing to that very important sector. As we continue this drive to boost the SMEs and the GDP, we'll be announcing other major partnership initiatives over the next coming weeks that are set to spur increased growth in the tourism linkages sector and in the technology sector, as we work to mobilize funding to these very important sectors.
Ms. Bell encourages all manufacturers to take advantage of this opportunity to grow their operations.
I want to encourage all small manufacturers to get registered with the JMA and to take advantage of this important loan facility that can help them to build capacity and take their business to the next level.
For more information on the Exim Bank JMA Small Manufacturers Loan Facility, contact the JMA at 922-8880 or visit jma.com.jm. You may also contact the Exim Bank at 630-1400 or visit eximbankja.com. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Going for Growth.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.